Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Getting closer and closer to being able to get together. You know, we're coming up on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. A couple days, we're coming up on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah. And just to explain for a few moments, a few quick moments, what are we supposed to be thinking, what are we supposed to be feeling on the Yom Tov of Shavuos? So we know there's a famous Medrash. It's brought down in the Sifri in Zayis HaBracha, Oishin Mem Gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Matan Torah, we know Shavuos is celebrating the receiving of the Torah. And the Medrash tells us that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the Jewish people, he offered and we said Nasa V'Nishma, we said we're ready. But before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered it to all the other nations. And the Medrash, it's a famous Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Esav and he said, do you want my Torah? And they said, what's in it? And he said, Lo Sirtzach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked something that was very hard for them, that was the opposite of them. He said, you shall not murder. And they said, Amru kol atzmam hu loy sirtzach. They said, how can we do that? It's all we do is loy sirtzach. And then he went to the other people, other different nations, and they said, what's in it? And he said, loy sinaf, you're not allowed to have promiscuity. And they said, that's too hard for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked things that were very, very difficult for them. And he gave them, he mentioned the hardest thing for them, the thing that was against their nature, and then they failed the test. Until he went to Klal Yisrael, and they said, Nasa V'Nishma. So the Shem Yishmul asks a question. The Shem Yishmul says, it's a very nice medrash, but l'chor there's a problem. Every single nation was tested. Every nation asked what's in it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them something that was neged their teva, that was against their nature. Hashem said to them something in the Torah, a law in the Torah, that was very, very, very difficult for them to achieve. He picked something that was just the opposite of their very nature. For some people, that was jealousy. For some nations, that was murder. For some nations, that was theft. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu always picked something that was very difficult for them to see how are they going to handle that. The only nation that Hashem didn't do that for, seemingly, were the Jewish people. L'chor, it's not fair. I know I'm part of the Jewish people, so I'm not trying to work for the other side, but says the Shem Yishmul, it's not a fair equation. Shouldn't you also test the Jewish people with what's difficult for them before they receive the Torah? If every nation was tested before they were offered, again, before they potentially received the Torah, every nation was tested by the most difficult mitzvah for them, and they all failed, then Jewish people weren't tested. L'chora in Shemayim, someone could potentially say, what if they were tested? They wouldn't have received the Torah either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and Hashem would not have put the Jewish people, offer the Jewish people something without giving them an equal test to the other people, to the other nations. And if every nation is being tested by a mitzvah or an aveira that's against their very nature, then wouldn't it be honest and fair and just for the Jewish people to go through a similar test? So why were we given the Torah without being tested? So says the Shem Yishmuel, a very important yisoid, and he says, Yisrael nivchulu ayide mitzvah hakvala. The Jewish people were tested. They were tested before they received the Torah. They were tested with something that was opposite of their nature. What is against the Jewish people's nature? Before they received the Torah, there's a mitzvah called Hagvala, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hagbel asahar v'kidashtoi, tell the Jewish people, don't touch the mountain. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to come down on the mountain and my presence will be revealed. And it's going to be very natural for the Jewish people to want to touch the mountain, to want to approach the mountain. Don't do it. The same way every nation was tested with a mitzvah and aveira that was against their nature to see if they were willing and able to receive the Torah and to subjugate their very will to Hashem, the Jewish people also went through a similar test. What was the similar test of the Jewish people? It was don't touch the mountain. Says the same Shem Yishmuel, the nature of a Jew is want to come close to Hashem, as the Baal HaTanya famously writes in Perek Yutes, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that our souls are, the Jewish soul is like a flame. And just like a flame always wants to go up, it's always trying to go back to Shemayim, and we know whatever this means Kabbalistically, the source of all fire is in heaven, and that's what Shemayim is, Esh and Mayim, the source of all fire is heaven. So to every flame, regardless of what direction you hold it, it always points up. Because the Jewish soul wants to, naturally has a desire, has a teva to come close to the Creator. So too, says the Shem Yishmuel, Hashem knew this. Hashem knew that the nature of every Jew is to want to come close to Hashem. It's our very nature, it's our very essence. And therefore the greatest test, the same way Esav was tested with you shall not murder, because that was their nature, so to the Jewish people were also tested. we were tested of don't touch the mountain. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and reveals himself, Hashem knows that the nature of every Jew is to want to come close and to want to jump and to want to come near him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, stop. That was the greatest test the Jewish people have against their nature of being able to not come close to Hashem. That's difficult. Not coming close to Hashem, that's a chiddush. I mentioned this before, I mentioned this a lot of times, and I'm going to keep mentioning it. It's a very simple maisa that I saw that someone wrote to the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he felt like a contradiction, because he only goes to Shul on Yom Kippur, and he says, I feel like a faker when I go to Shul on Yom Kippur. And the Rebbe said, you're not a faker when you go to Shul on Yom Kippur, you're a faker when you don't go to Shul throughout the year. The nature of a Jew is to come close to Hashem, to want to come close to Hashem. The nature of a Jew is to yearn to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to keep his Torah mitzvahs. Whether I agree or not, I don't think you should be doing anything illegal. But there are communities that are davening with a minyan once it's legal. And whether agree or not, and it's the right thing or the wrong thing, that's not for anybody to know, but it's for the Rabbanim to decide. But what you're seeing is, you're seeing Jewish people that they want to come close to Hashem. Again, I'm sure it manifests itself in wrong ways a lot of times. But to try to, the whole thing, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was always trying to search for the good, even in the mistakes, even in the errors. It's just to try to see of what they were trying to do. The nature of the Jewish people is to want to come close to Hashem. As Rabbi Nachman says, Yehudi hu rachik mechet b'tachlus harichuk. That the Jewish people are far away from sin, b'tachlus harichuk. B'tachlus harichuk. Jewish people want to come close to Hashem. That's what the Baal Tanya says. We know that when Hashem offered us the Torah, we said, Nasa v'nishma. And then Hashem put a mountain over our heads. And he said, now you have to accept the Torah. So there's an obvious question. What type of honeymoon is that? We just said yes. Everyone always asks, you give the same mashal. It's the equivalent of a chassan under the chuppah. He offers, he says, the kala, will you take this bride? And she says, yes, Ari Mekadesh Asli, and she agrees. And then he takes a gun and he says, you better. What type of scene is that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a mountain over our heads. What's the pshat? Why would he do that? Says the Baal Tanya, you know what it means? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a mountain over our heads, what it means is, it doesn't mean a physical mountain. It means Hashem revealed the natural yearning that a Jew has for Hashem, which is normally dormant. And once that natural ahava, that natural love was revealed, we were forced. We had no choice. Not that we didn't have a choice, like there was a gun to our head. We didn't have a choice because it was like, do you have a choice to breathe? Says the Baal Tanya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the natural ahava, the natural pull and yearning that a Jew has for Hashem. And once you have that, what choice did we have? That's the whole Inyan, throughout the year, that love, that desire, that natural yearning, that teva, to come close to Hashem, that is so hard for us to don't touch the mountain. Throughout the year, it's dormant. Throughout the year, golus, tsaris, corona, food and money, and all these things, anxiety and fear and stress all stop that yearning to happen. And we don't hear that voice of screaming, go close to the mountain. We don't hear that voice of Kuflim Harkagigas. Throughout the year, we do a very good job of quieting the inner self and not letting us be our true selves. Shavuos, the Inyan of Shavuos. The Inyan of Shavuos is to hear that kol shofar, to hear that blast of Hashem revealing himself at Har Sinai. It's to remind us who we really are. The same way the first test of the Jewish people was, will you not go close to the mountain? Because Hashem knew that's the hardest thing. Because the teva of a Jew is to come close to Hashem. And throughout the year, that natural teva is dormant and is covered. But on Shavuos, we get to remind ourselves who we really are. Shavuos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself on Har Sinai, he reminds us of our natural ahava. That kafalim harkagigas, that love that the Jewish people have for Hashem is revealed, and that's why it was so hard for us not to touch the mountain. That's why it was such a difficult nisayon. It was such a difficult test. But we have to remember who we really are. Sometimes we have to pass those tests, but we have to remember that the natural yearning for a Jew is to come close to Hashem. Naturally to come close. And throughout the year, we don't hear that voice, but we have to remember on Shavuos, we remind ourselves who we are. I'll end with a quick ma'isa. It's a ma'isa I used to hear from my brother a lot. It's a good ma'isa. That there was a certain, I think it was Rechayz of Lublin, there was a certain tzaddik who was once walking, and he heard a commotion, and he heard, and he saw a soldier being beaten by his officer. And you hear the officer, the soldier who's being beaten, screaming, I'm sorry, it was so cold, it was so cold. So he asked what's going on. So he says that this soldier was, one of his job was to guard the palace. And when the officer passed by, he had fallen asleep. So the officer's screaming, you know, how do you fall asleep by the king's palace? So the soldier said, it was so cold, I wrapped myself up, I fell asleep for a few minutes. I was freezing. Like, what do you want from me? I was freezing. Avrachmanis. So the officer yelled out, I was there when the king passed by and you promised to guard his palace. That warmth of that moment should keep you warm throughout the Russian winter. That's what the officer said. So that tzaddik, when he heard this, he started to cry and he says, you know, that revelation of Har Sinai, that warmth, that seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's supposed to get us through all the cold winters, all the times of winter, the times of Richuk, the times where there's Menias, the times where we feel distant. We have to remember Har Sinai, and that's got to warm us throughout the whole Golus. That's the Inyan Shavuos. The Inyan Shavuos is to remind us the natural Ahava, the natural Teva of a Jew is to come close to Hashem. We should focus on that. We should reveal that part of ourselves. We should find that part of ourselves in others. And we should remember the Har Sinai, the Kol Shofar, the Kol Sasan, Kol Chasan, Kol Kala, the revelation of Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zeicha to have a good Shabbos, we should be zeicha to go into Shavuos, to have a wonderful Yom Tov, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal himself again, with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera B'yameinu, Amen.